Voters in five states are at the polls today for statewide primaries. Among the key issues, abortion and the 2020 election. And today's results will surely give us some early signals before the midterms this fall. Domenico Montanaro is NPR senior political editor and correspondent, and he's in the studio next to me. Domenico, good to see you.
Thank you for having me, and good to see you, too, in person.
We meet. I feel like I've known you forever. Okay, Donald Trump, the former president, is backing several Republicans who are also election deniers as far as the 2020 results. But let's start with a governor's race in Arizona. Who's on the ballot?
Sure. Well, first of all, we know Biden won this state narrowly in 2020, which was proven by a statewide audit. Nevertheless, Trump has made the election lies that he's clinging to a litmus test for almost all of the people that he's endorsed. Mm. His candidate for governor here is Carrie Lake. She's gone full bore on the election lies. She's been peddling Trump's lies and railing against the media, despite, by the way, being a former local TV news anchor herself. She's running against Karen Taylor Robson, a real estate developer. She's a former GOP donor, former member of the State Board of Regents, and she has ties to the outgoing governor, Doug Ducey. He's endorsed her, as has former Vice President Mike Pence. So this has turned into something of a proxy battle between Trump and Pence. But showing you just how much Trump and his election lies matter in this, Taylor Robson isn't exactly a beacon of standing up for the election that happened in 2020. She hasn't said fraud happened, but she's called the 2020 election unfair and won't commit to certifying the next election.
Mm. Okay, well, there's that. And then let's talk about the races for Senate seat in Arizona and Secretary of State in Arizona.
Yeah, it's a hugely key Senate race because it's to take on Democrat Mark Kelly, which could, you know, be one of those states that decides control of the Senate since we're at 50-50. The favorite on the Republican side is a man named Blake Masters. He's a venture capitalist, leads by a wide margin in the polls. He's ahead of businessman Jim Lehman and the state attorney general Mark Brnovich. Trump has endorsed Masters and made it about the 2020 election. What else, right? As he has for most of the other candidates. Mm. And Masters says he thinks Trump won, which of course is false. Masters has a huge backing here. It's interesting from billionaire Peter Thiel, who founded PayPal. Mm-hmm. Masters considers a friend and mentor. He's poured millions of his own money in to support Masters. Masters has been very Trump-like on immigration in particular, huge issue in the border state of Arizona. In the Secretary of State's race, a real eyebrow raiser here because a Trump-backed conspiracy theorist in Mark Finchem is on the cusp of potentially controlling the state's election administration. He'd be the sixth, by the way, election denier to win the GOP nomination for a Secretary of State race. If he does, it would include key states like Michigan, New Mexico, Nevada. And, you know, people, we have to remember, are the institutions. It held by a thread in 2020, and we're seeing a lurch more toward the kind of people who align with Trump.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the 2020 election, three GOP members in the U.S. House of Representatives who voted to impeach the president for his role on January 6th are on today's primary ballot, and that includes Peter Meyer in Michigan. Mm-hmm. What are his odds?
Yeah, so Peter Meyer in Michigan, as well as Dan Newhouse and Jimmy Herrera Butler, who are in Washington State. The three of them are three of the 10 Republicans who I'll call Trump impeachers. And they had gone against Trump. Trump has taken aim at them. And if they lose, there would only be potentially one person who voted for Trump's impeachment who would have survived their primary. That's David Valadao, congressman in California, who's also highly vulnerable to a Democratic takeover because Biden won that district by double digits. That would mean that potentially the next Congress, if Liz Cheney, for example, were to lose in a couple weeks, there would be no Republicans who voted for Trump's impeachment in the House.
Oh, well, the political cost for that vote. Yeah. Finally, Kansas, there's proposed constitutional amendment on the abortion issue. Mm-hmm. This is the first such ballot measure in the country since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. What would it do?
Well, the Kansas Supreme Court had ruled previously that before Roe was overturned, that the Kansas Constitution enshrines the right to an abortion. This ballot measure is a little confusing because if yes wins on this ballot measure, that would mean that there would be no constitutional right to an abortion in the state and would open the door for changes to potentially having a more restrictive abortion law in the state because it would move power to the state legislature, and the state legislature is controlled by a very conservative group of Republican congresspeople, or Republican state legislators, excuse me. Now, why this is important to the midterms is that if no wins or even comes close in a red state like Kansas, that tells you where the energy really is on the issue of abortion rights. It would confirm that, you know, a lot of what we've been seeing in the polls, that abortion rights are rising to the top for lots of voters and could be a motivating issue in these midterms that could blunt GOP gains in the House and help Democrats hold on to the Senate potentially.
Wow. Domenico Montanaro is watching the entire country for us. He's NPR senior political editor and correspondent. Thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me.